USA Radio News.
Thursday, Senator Cory Booker previously released confidential documents from Judge Brett Kavanaugh's past into the public, declaring it an act of civil disobedience and saying he was ready to be kicked out of the Senate for his behavior. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was asked about Booker's behavior.
I think people know the political motivations are behind a lot of the shenanigans that are going on. And it's beneath the dignity of the Senate to be trying to turn this into a circus instead of asking your questions. If you've got questions about rulings he's made, he's got a real record.
Washington is still abuzz over a New York Times op-ed that ripped President Trump that said it was written by one of the president's senior administration officials. So far, the vice president and secretary of state have denied writing the op-ed. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, though, does have a message for the person who wrote the op-ed.
Just resign and go home. It's all right. Go teach at a college. They'll love you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids' tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, 3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
A pair of reports on the U.S. job markets are released, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at them.
Private payroll processor ADP says 163,000 jobs were created by the U.S. economy last month, but it says according to that survey, it was the fewest since last October. Tomorrow, the government jobs report comes out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Economists predict about 189,000 jobs will have been shown as created in that report. And in a Labor Department report out Thursday morning, 203,000 workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 10,000 fewer than the previous week, and 10,000 less than what analysts were expecting.
A gunman opened fire in downtown Cincinnati Thursday morning. The attack left him and three other people dead. At just after 9 o'clock Eastern time, the gunman entered a 30-story building. He was in the back loading dock area where shots were fired. He then made his way to a bank lobby on the first floor and encountered police where a shootout ensued, and he was ultimately killed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, the Senate Judiciary Committee is continuing to question Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Former U.S. Attorney Kendall Coffey worked with Judge Kavanaugh and talks about what sort of man we can expect if confirmed to the Supreme Court.
Well, I believe he'll be nonpartisan. I believe he will be principled. He stated yesterday that he would bring to cases an open mind, possibly the only one in the room that had an open mind.
A new study came out that said 1 in 3 children expect their parents to pay for their college. Meanwhile, parents expect their children to pay or at least help out for their college. But when did this whole thought process begin? Larry Winget is a pit bull of personal finance. He has some ideas.
Well, we're not teaching our kids how to fail. We're only teaching our kids how to win, and that's a mistake. We're hurting them by doing it. I think it's paramount to child abuse to only allow your child to experience success. Failure is where we all learn, and there's nothing wrong with teaching your kids from a very young age to be responsible for their actions and to understand that all actions have consequences. And they need to understand there's no such thing as free. We have to teach our kids that. Somebody ultimately pays, and they need to contribute to their own success and their own well-being.
And finally, it was back on this date in 2012 when former police sergeant Drew Peterson was convicted of killing his third wife. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.